Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Water managers in Nevada want Las Vegas to become the first major city in the country to ban grass that nobody really uses. It's called ornamental grass, and it's often planted at office parks or on medians. Digging it up could cut southern Nevada's water consumption by 10%, which is enough to supply 60,000 homes in Las Vegas for a year. Colby Pellegrino is with the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Colby, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
Ornamental grass, what is that exactly, and how much of it is there in Las Vegas?
So what we consider ornamental grass, the easiest way to think of it is if the only person walking on that grass is the person that's maintaining it, the landscaper mowing it. When we look across our community, we have about 12,000 acres of turf in the Las Vegas Valley, and we think about 5,000 acres meet that criteria where it's purely aesthetic. And of that, we think about 3,900 is outside of people's homes.
I see. And it looks nice, but it is also very thirsty. If you were to get rid of the grass that nobody walks on, how much do you expect to save? How much water?
So 1 square foot of grass uses about 73 gallons of water here locally. And xeriscape landscape, natural desert landscaping, uses about 19 gallons per square foot. If we get rid of that 3,900 acres, we estimate that we would save 9.5 billion gallons of water annually.
Hmm. So some years ago, developers in your area were banned from planting grass in people's front yards. And you've said this time, as you've been pitching this idea, that you're not coming after people's lawns in their backyards. But why not? Aren't there bigger targets here that could make a much bigger difference?
Well, again, as we look at all of that non-functional turf remaining, we do think there's probably 1,100 acres or so that are in people's residence. We acknowledge that there is a balancing act between having a good quality of life, having space for your children to play, an area for dogs, with the community's water needs. And we think this 3,900 is what makes the most sense for us to tackle first. We still do incentivize single-family residences to remove their turf should they choose to do that. And we've been doing that for 20 years. We aren't ignoring single-family. We're just using other tools there.
The big picture here is that the West has been in a very, very, very serious drought. Last year, Las Vegas went 240 days without measurable rainfall. In some states along the Colorado River, the main source of water for the region, I mean, places like Las Vegas wouldn't exist if not for the Colorado River, they'll be facing cuts, including Nevada. How concerned are you about what is to come if this drought doesn't get any better?
That's a great question. So Southern Nevada is nearly fully reliant upon the Colorado River. We get 90% of our water from Lake Mead. As you discussed, we would not exist if it weren't for the Colorado River. But that said, we've been investing heavily to prepare for the eventuality of shortages. Between 2002 and today, our per capita water use has decreased by 47%. Our total consumption of water from the Colorado River has decreased by 23%. And during that same time, we've added 750,000 people to the Las Vegas Valley. So practically speaking, there's not a lot we need to do immediately because of that shortage, because we've been doing it for 20 years. The reality is things could get a lot worse on the Colorado River. So we need to be prepared to do more locally, but more broadly, the river community as a whole needs to be prepared and start thinking ahead about conserving water so that we're as efficient as we can be.
And is it fair to say that's what this ornamental grass ban is about? That even if your record has been pretty good, you still need to do more if you're going to get through this.
Exactly. This is the next step in what we've been doing for 20 years, which is getting more serious. Our community has really embraced the conservation ethic, every level from homeowners to businesses to the resorts on the Strip. And we expect that to continue into the future. And I know this community can sort of rise to that occasion. What concerns me a little more is we have 1.8% of the allocated water on the Colorado River. We cannot change the Colorado River's destiny by ourselves. We need our other partners on the river to be just as responsible as we are with these resources.
Colby Pellegrino is Deputy General Manager of Water Resources for the Southern Nevada Water Authority. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.